Hello and welcome to the new season of Solo Inter podcast. It's been a while, and last season was a disappointment. Milan with a miraculous run to win the title. It's been a long summer. It's been a weird summer. We expected Zhang to back Inzaghi and get players and strengthen the squad, but looks like it's the same old thing. You're not supporting the manager. You're not bringing in players. The only thing that happened was Lukaku coming back, and that was unexpected, but then we lost out on Dybala, and then there's a Skriniar saga with Chelsea and PSG, everyone trying to get him, but no idea what's happening. And with me, as always, is Parmeshwar and Manish. Parmeshwar, coming to you first. How has been the summer? How has been the disappointment?
Yeah, see, I think as an Inter fan, you have to be prepared for something bad to hit you at all times. They say Pazza Inter, and it always lives with you. We had Conte trying to eliminate Pazza Inter from the club forever. But he also failed. This is going to stay with us, Gautam. It's something is always going to go south. And, as you said, disappointment, because the management was so prepared from 6 months ago. You know, we read all the reports, how they had outlined Bremer, they had outlined this player, that player leaving the club and all that. And then when it actually came to the market, it's been so different. There are rumors of us having Skamaka as the main striker. Lukaku's return was impossible. Dybala, Skamaka pairing, whatnot. But, I'm past the Maltato now, because it's been so long that I've accepted the reality for what it is. I just want the club to sign a Ranocchia replacement immediately, because that is vital. We'll be discussing Inzaghi's press conference soon, and then we can tie it and say why it was important. And that's all I'm concerned about, Gautam, a Ranocchia replacement and Lecce Inter. I'm way past the Mercato now. And I'm still happy. I'm buzzed for the season, because it's the start of a new season anyways. And the fact that this is Inzaghi's second season now. So it's continuity. It matters, right? It was last season was Inzaghi's first season. You know, it happens. It's okay. We still put up a good fight. But this time it's continuity. And I understand rivals are strengthening. But I'm looking forward to, the game versus Lecce and the entire season, man.
Yeah. Manish, coming to you, Parmeshwar is buzzed for the season, but how are you? Were you happy with the transfer window? Are you excited for the season, or are you like, oh, here we go again?
It's always here we go again with Inter, right? First of all, happy to be back in the podcast for our new season. So last season was ended on a very disappointing note. We all thought Inter would win the title, but it didn't happen that way. And Milan, I think, against all odds, won the title. Anyways, kudos to them. They deserve the title, because again, it's not like a 100-meter sprint, it's a marathon. And over the long run, they won the title. So fair and square, they won it. This season, I think for a change, we signed all the players very early. Normally what happens in Mercato, up to the last day, we expect some signings to happen. But surprisingly, this time, everything in the Lukaku deal happened very quickly because of the take advantage of the growth decree. So yes, the new signings, everybody came quickly. But I was a little upset with the signings. I wasn't that happy with the signings, if you ask me, because I think just out of the five players, only one player is going to starting 11, straight into the starting 11. That's Lukaku. Rest four players are going to be pretty much backup. Onana is going to be in the bench. Belanova, Aslani, Mkhitaryan, all are pretty much bench players. Also, this season, we lost a lot of our experienced players. If you check Perisic, Vidal, Sanchez, all the Vecino, all the experienced guys. So it's going to be an interesting take, because Conte so badly wanted the experienced players to be part of the locker room, but now we lost them. So it's going to be a fun take with this new younger team. And Inzaghi's second season, like Parmeshwar pointed out, also second season for Allegri and with Spalletti and Mourinho, all with the second season. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Parmeshwar, coming back to Mani said, second season for Inzaghi. That brings an interesting point, because we just lost Perisic, and who else did we lose in the main thing?
From Vidal, us? Alexis.
Yeah,
Vidal,
Alexis. Forget them. Yeah, but mainly Perisic. And even though it's Inzaghi's second season, the preseason matches haven't been going our way. Yes, the smaller teams have been thrashed, but against Lyon and against Villarreal, we didn't even look like it's a second season Inzaghi team. It looked like it's the first time he's coaching them. And with the players who have played with him before, isn't that a worrying sign?
See, again, this is where the whole discussion of how much importance you place on preseason comes in, right? See, I personally don't focus a lot on the outcome, but it's not like you can dismiss the preseason entirely. It's fair to be a bit worried. And I'll tell you what worried me was more of the conditioning of the players and the, you know, certain defensive aspects like defensive positioning and whatnot. Because certain errors we made versus Villarreal, Monaco were pretty basic. But also we need to remember the fact that for most of the preseason games, we didn't have our starting back line. He played Di Marco, Darmian, Ambrosio at the back because Skriniar was injured. De Vrij came in late. International players came in late. So did Bastoni from the holidays. So that took a toll. And, you know, the thing is, Gautam, it is fair to be worried because we all really wanted that upgrade on De Vrij, you know, especially him. And it's nothing against him. He's a quality player. It's just that you can see his physical decline. So if even if he has the right idea, he may not be able to execute it. And we saw it against Monaco it was, and Villarreal. Whenever he tried to push up, he would leave a lot of space behind and he doesn't have the speed to track back. And you had Dumfries and Bastoni yelling at him. So, you know, these things worry you versus teams like Juventus, who will hit you on the break throughout the season. Milan, who have Rafael Leao, with his tremendous pace. You know, if we make these kind of errors, it's going to cost us, Gautam. So, you know, okay, I'm going to leave the results aside. But yeah, it's been sort of a mixed preseason. That's where, again, the Mercato comes in, Gautam. I was really hoping for that upgrade, but it is what it is now. You have to settle for what we have and just hope that De Vrij can step up.
Manish, the same thing to you, like the preseason results. And like Parmesho said, we have to deal with it this season. So that again means that we don't have bench strength. We have a starting 11. And if someone gets injured or someone is out of form, and this is the season where World Cup interferes. Luckily or unluckily, we have Italians who are not going to the World Cup. But then you have Lautaro, you have Lukaku also going. Like, you have people going to the World Cup, and if they get injured or there, we don't have the bench strength to cover for them. Do you think that is a worrying sign as well?
Yeah, I think this season is going to be one-off season, because I think never in the history before a World Cup tournament starts now by December. So it's going to be like unpredictable situations for not just us, for everybody. But saying that, yes, we lost our bench strength, because Conte, I think, always said it. He wants his bench to be really strong. And we have seen it in a lot of games. I think in the 70th minute, whenever you bring in Vidal and Sanchez, they were game changers. Okay, they couldn't start or they couldn't play 90 minutes. Yes, but they were game changers. You cannot deny the fact. But right now, if you check in the squad, we pretty much have one experienced guy, Mkhitaryan. That's it. We can expect something out of him. But how well is he going to sit in our formation? We don't know. And saying that the preseason, I think we should not look much into the results. I know, although we played out the five big matches we played, we just won once against Lugano. Just we drew and lost, I think, in a couple of matches. So it's going to be tricky, because the Mercato, again, it was a very big disappointment for me, because I think if you check other clubs, rival clubs, they all signed strong players straight into the starting 11. We haven't done that. And this is going to be a crucial fact deciding our position in the title.
Yeah, and for us, the first test now is Lecce over the weekend. And me personally, I think Inter is going to win this game. I think Lukaku will make a difference. I feel it's going to be an easy game for us. Not real easy, but I still think it is going to be an easy game for us. I think Lukaku coming back will, I think, scare the defenders a bit more. I mean, he's a threat whenever he's there. So that will put them on the back foot and help us gain more possession and be comfortable in the game. Parmesho, what do you think? Like, do you think this is a challenging game up front for Inzaghi, or do you think this is an easy start for us for the season?
No, I do think it's actually a very challenging match, because, again, just to start off with some history books, the last time we actually beat Lecce was in 2009 February, away from home, that is. And since then, of course, they have been relegated up and they've been, you know, going up and down the leagues, but even I remember under Conte, we couldn't beat them. And of course, the teams are different and everything. But the thing from what I've seen of Lecce and read about them, you know, again, first of all, they're the Serie A B champions with the best defense from the Serie A B last season. They play an attacking 4-3-3 and they will really take the game to us. So again, from what I've seen and read, they are an aggressive team. You have a Serie A veteran like Gabriele Strafezza, you know, a right winger, pacey right winger, always putting that work ethic in. Then you have Morten Hjulmand, who someone targeted to actually be the vice Brozovic first. And he's developed since over the months, you know, he's been one of their best players. And they, even though they lost their strikers like Koda, they signed a replacement by the name of Cisse, who's scored like 20 goals in the Swiss League. So, you know, these things might come into play, because even though they got knocked out of the Coppa Italia recently, you know, again, that might just give them the motivation to, you know, try and beat us, because they are at home. They have sold out the stadium. The Via del Mare, I think, is sold out, and they are one of the highest teams to even sell out their season tickets. Far more than Napoli, if you look at the figures. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. Like, I don't think this is going to be a walk in the park. And Gautam, since you brought up preseason earlier, it ties into preseason. It ties, in a way, I'm not saying entirely, it ties into that Villarreal game, because that was literally only seven days ago, right? And even then, we didn't look in the best shape possible, at least to the eye. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes, of course. But to the eye, to the natural fan, it didn't look great. You know, Handanovic couldn't save a shot that was equivalent to a pass from Coquelin. Devrai was out of sorts completely. So, you're telling me a motivated Lecce come in who will do everything to stay in the Serie A right from the first day? It's going to be tough. And yeah, we'll look at the predictions later on and everything. But yeah, the three players I mentioned, I think they're going to make life hard for us any day, man. It's not going to be easy.
Manish, like, how do you feel? Parmeshwar being the ever true Inter fan and being pessimistic, and I somehow was optimistic, which he brought that down a notch. But how do you think the match will shape up? Because it looks like Handanovic will start or Onana, and then Devrai will be there. He's not in the best of forms. Do you think it'll be easy for Inter, or do you also feel like it's going to be a tough game?
No, but one valid point Parmeshwar brought is it's never easy being an Inter fan, and no games are easy. And that thing, this match is away from home, and let's make no mistake about it. They are the defending champions in Serie B. They just won the title. I think somehow scraped through and won the title. So it's going to be, it's our away game. So it's going to be fans on their back, and everything's going to be, and the excitement, the first Serie A game after relegation and stuff. So I expect a challenging match. I don't think it'll be a walk in the park. I think Inter has a few issues that needed to be sorted out, like you pointed out. I so hope Onana starts, but I really think Handanovic will start. And I think just like all the other Italian clubs, when they sign a keeper from other league, they prefer to keep on the bench. Same thing happened with Chesney when Buffon was in goal. So they want the same thing. Same thing happened to Julius Cesar too, I think. When he came in first, he was loaned out to Chivo, and so that he gets more accustomed to the league. So I think Onana will slightly, slowly slot into the team, maybe after 6 months and so. Saying that, I'm really doubtful on Handanovic's form, because like Parmeshwar said, a couple of passes towards the goal, that's going to be a goal. So that is one reason. Handanovic is going to decide this fact. And I seriously think it won't be a walk in the park. It's going to be a close draw for me. It's going to be tough, if you ask me.
Parmeshwar, there's an interesting thing which Manish spoke about. Onana getting time, but why does it only happen to keepers? When you see like an outfield player, even though if he's a new player from other league, he's thrown in because he's an upgrade for the current player. Obviously, Onana is an upgrade over Handanovic, but why should Onana sit on the bench now?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is mainly for Inter. I think this ties in with what Manish and you and me have discussed in general on groups and whatnot, is the fact that Handanovic is the captain, and you know, the need to respect him, like from the club standpoint, I think that overpowers anything, in my opinion. Like, I'm still glad it's only a 1 year extension you have given him, with all due respect to Handanovic, because I think a 2 year extension, I think, would have seen Onana play way lesser. I completely agree with Manish that Onana has to start. I don't care. Like, this is the time. You don't mention anymore. And the thing is, Gautam, tomorrow's game, again, an attacking team that will probably try to man-mark Brozovic, try to, you know, high-press Hakan also. We need a good distributor from the back. And you have seen Onana's distribution on point. His through balls, you saw him assist goals in preseason for Korea. Yeah. He is going to do that for Lukaku, because we need that, apart from Di Marco and everyone. So when your midfield is going to be packed, you need the goalkeeper to do that. And Handanovic isn't going to do that. Again, with all due respect to Handa, we respect him, because if somebody is watching or listening to this, will probably think we hate him before they jump to conclusions. So I'll just clarify that. But yeah, I think the need to respect Handanovic, and just because he's the captain out there, and also because, again, it ties to what Manish said, because we lost so many leaders this season, and this was going to happen at some point. I'm fine with it. We were going to lose these many leaders at some point. So I think the need to keep him, just because he's one of the central leaders, core leaders, he's going to start for most part of it. And yeah, and just to add to something what Manish said about Lecce, you know, they're the defending champions, you know, they're as what Manish said, you know, they scraped through the Serie B title. So basically they were not even the best team in Serie B. You know, they were probably the fourth or fifth best squad from what I was reading. And then to win the title from a position where they were like fourth or fifth in the league. So that gives you an idea of their fighting spirit under their head coach Marco Baroni, same coach from last season. So again, it's not going to be easy. And when your games are not easy, you would ideally start your best players or players who can give you a tactical advantage. Andre Onana, probably even Di Marco over Gosens. But again, when you look at Inzaghi's press conference, he's confirmed that Gosens is going to start. So yeah, I think that's the reason, Gautam. That's just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, I think that's the reason.
Staying with you, Parmeshwar, like, what do you think will be the starting lineups for both the teams?
See, I think this is what Inzaghi will feel is, of course, Handa in goal, Skriniar, De Vrij, Bastoni, Dumfries, Barella, Brozovic. Brozovic is fit, by the way. Again, Inzaghi confirmed in his press conference that he trained regularly. Even De Vrij did. So, Brozovic, Hakan, Gosens, as Inzaghi has already confirmed, Lukaku, Lautaro. But what I want is just a tad bit different, is Onana in goal. And I think to have that extra tactical advantage tomorrow, I would start Di Marco over Gosens. Nothing against Gosens. Again, before anyone gets it wrong, I just want us to have that tactical advantage tomorrow. Yeah. Just to have that extra chance creation. That's all.
Yeah. And what do you... Okay, Manish, coming to you first on this. Like, what do you think will be the scoreline? Do you think Inter going to win or...
No, I think like all predictions are... Okay, it's not like I'm being pessimistic or something. I think they're going to score first, Lecce, with the fans behind the back. You can hear the stadium noise and stuff. It's going to be crazy. They're going to score first. Handanovic, as usual, with his laser eye save, is going to do. It's going to be a goal first from their end. And I think later on, we throw in all the players. We throw in Mkhitaryan. We throw in Di Marco later on. And Di Marco cross, maybe somehow will be scrambled back in the net. It's going to be a 1-1 draw. What I feel, I really hope the Inter wins and really smash the hell out of Lecce, but that's my what do you say, like, that's what I hope it happens. But I think realistically we're going to expect a tough 4-1 draw. And you can start with the Twitter fiasco saying that Simeone Inzaghi out from then on.
Yeah, Parmeshwar, coming to you now, do you agree with Manish or do you have a different scoreline?
Yeah, you know, yesterday when we were speaking, I think I predicted a draw. I remember that 1-1 draw. But I don't know. I think it's about time we broke that 13-year curse as well, man. I guess I have to be a bit optimistic now and change it a bit. I think I'll go for a... I hope... Like, I don't believe in jinx and all. But again, I think it... I hope we win just like a scrappy 1-2. I don't care how it is. I just hope we win. Maybe 2-1. Maybe someone off the bench will come and save us. Maybe as Manish said, maybe someone like a Mkhitaryan because of his technical ability. But... I just want one thing from Inzaghi is just not to throw Dzeko and Correa in there for the sake of it, because those two haven't synced yet together. And he just throws them on for the sake of it because he has no choice. So I hope he really reads into that and doesn't do it for the sake of it. But yeah, I think we can get a 2-1 scrappy win. And as long as it's a win, I don't care, honestly.
For me, yeah. It is
and what's, what about you, Gautam? Yeah. What about you? What's your prediction?
Yeah. See, I still believe like return of Lukaku has energized the team, even though the preseason matches haven't shown it. I still believe the Lula combination will come through and it will be 3-1 for us. And I also believe that we are going to have at least 70% possession in the game. So,
wow. Yeah.
A possession, yes, we might be having. But do you think so much faith in Lukaku straight away from the first game he'll begin?
Yeah, because I think he wants to prove that the Chelsea phase wasn't his fault. It was Chelsea and Tuchel's fault.
Correct. No, Lukaku definitely start playing good, but you expect him for the first game itself, or
I am expecting him to score the first goal of the season for us. Like, and wow. In the match, Lukaku will score the first goal.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, we talk about leaders just before we cap off this episode. We talk a lot about leaders, losing leaders this season. We need to, I think, because some people are still heartbroken about how he left. I understand. I get the pain of how Lukaku ditched us. But he still was a leader and he still will be a leader. After he still is going to be a leader. You know, you watch his interviews since he's come back. How he holds everyone else in high regard. He talks about how Brozovic is a big leader. We don't see it as often on the pitch. He talks about how Barella is a leader in his own right, you know. So I think this his return in terms of the morale of the dressing room was much needed. You already seen that. Those training photos and videos so much more livelier. See Lautaro having much more fun already. You know, maybe I'm reading a bit too much into it, but I just see a huge difference with his presence in the dressing room. And again, I was one of those few persons who was really angry about how he left, you know. So, and for me, he still has to earn his way back to an extent. Mm. But I can understand the dynamics of him coming back as a leader and on the pitch. And I don't disagree with you, Gautam, that he may very well be the first one to score because he has a point to prove. He just a few days ago, he said, no, he's angry. He was angry about his time at Chelsea and he wants to do things right. But again, hopefully then he doesn't use that, do well and then ditch us again. So, but yeah, that's my two cents on it, Gautam. So yeah, I guess.
So that's it, folks. That's the new episode of the new season of Solo Inter Podcast. Do let us know in the comments. What do you think? How will Lukaku's return be for us? Do you think we could have improved on the Mercato? And should Handanovic be given the starting spot or should it go to Onana? Always do like and subscribe and we'll see you after the match.
And follow us on Twitter and other social media handles which we'll leave in the description. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Forza Inter, guys.
Forza Inter. Let's hope for a win.